Wednesday, January 12th. Thanks for joining the show. We got lots of things to get to, but as far as holidays go, there's a few that you could celebrate today. International Kiss a Ginger Day. So if you know anybody that's a ginger, give them a big old kiss. Just make sure they're okay with it before you may end up having a National Punch Me in the Face Day. You don't want that. Well, speaking of gingers, my niece, she's 10 years old today, Ireland, and she's a ginger. So maybe if I happen to see her today, give her a big old kiss on the cheek. But happy birthday to her. Some other things happening today. It's National Pharmacist Day. Pharmacists, they do a lot of stuff. They're those people that are able to help you and advise you on side effects, making sure you take the right doses at the right time and the prescription doesn't kill you. But really, pharmacists are amazing because somehow they're able to decipher what doctors put on the prescription paper. Because every time I see that and I pass it off to the pharmacist when I would get a prescription filled, there's no way. I mean, it's not shorthand, it's scribble. I don't know. I don't know if you have to take a handwriting test when you're getting your doctorate, but or maybe it's like some secret code that only doctors and pharmacists know. We may never know. A lot of that stuff's digital now, though. Other things happening today, it's National Shop for Travel Day. Now, that is the second Tuesday in January. It reminds us to start planning now, even if we have to wait before we can travel. But you can dream. Maybe you're going to take a short trip somewhere up north or maybe somewhere where it's a lot warmer. Probably a better idea since Carrie Pujol said it's supposed to be super cold this weekend. Other things we're going to get to this morning. There's another new Oreo flavor. They're celebrating their 110th birthday, releasing a new flavor. This one, not some weird flavor. It's not like, what was the last one? I can't remember. I think watermelon. I've seen key lime pie. I've seen all kinds of different flavors. Why they just don't stick to the original? I mean, double stuff isn't even double stuff anymore. The double stuff that we have now is what we had when we were kids. So they now have this new one. It's a chocolate confetti cake. The cookie's filled with sprinkles and has two layers of filling, including their signature white cream and a chocolate cake flavored cream. The birthday cookie is going to go on sale January 31st if you want to get your hands on that. But then there's also, it's Girl Scout cookie season. So many choices. But other things we'll get to this morning. A dog that was missing for over 3 years. What Daniel Craig had to say about his run as James Bond. And what will $10 get you if you're making some bets, some sports betting, maybe with the NFL playoffs coming up, you want to make some bets, put some money down on the team that you think is going to win it all. But what $10 would get you? I'll tell you those odds, at least what they are right now, in just a little while. Plus, we'll have useless knowledge and so much more. It's time to fill your brain with some useless knowledge as you start your day. This is one I probably wouldn't try at home unless you want to do some cleanup afterwards, but a glass ball will bounce higher than a rubber ball that is of the same size if it doesn't break. Now, that's because the rubber ball loses energy when it compresses before returning to its original shape. And glass is rigid, so it retains that energy on the energy of the impact. Now, I wouldn't go outside or, at the top of somebody's roof or like at work today and drop a glass ball and a rubber ball unless you want to. I mean, you could just tell your boss that it's science. You gotta try this. I never got to try this at school. I feel like this is something that you would have been able to have as a science project. Be a little messy and dangerous, but really, you put the goggles on, you're good to go. So try it if you want, but I'm just going to believe the science. This is another one. There were 6 World War II casualties in the continental U.S. Japan sent about 9,000 balloon bombs towards the U.S., and one made it to Oregon and exploded and killed 6 people. Something you probably didn't know and probably didn't learn in history. Another one for useless knowledge this morning. After medical students, after they work on cadavers, this is weird. It makes them hungry, not because of weird cannibalistic urges, but because the smell of formaldehyde actually increases your appetite. Didn't know that. Another useless knowledge, tiny flies, they pollinate cocoa trees. So without flies, there wouldn't be chocolate. Wow. I did not know that. So there you go. That's some useless knowledge to start your day. Lots of other things to start your day this morning. We're going to talk later on this morning about money and what $10 will get you if you're going to spend any money with sports betting. Tell you about some of those odds of your favorite team, or if you don't have a favorite team in the game, like myself with the Chicago Bears not being in the playoffs. What you're likely to get if you spend $10 when you do sports betting, when you spend $10 on one of these teams to try and win it all, what those odds are and what you'll end up getting back if you put $10 down. We'll talk about that and some other things this morning, including the question of the day, which I guess kind of goes along the lines of athletes. And we'll get to that here in just a few minutes. It's on our Facebook page if you want to sneak a peek. And you're probably thinking about the playoffs. I know if you're a Lions fan or a Bears fan, you're just thinking about watching the playoffs and see who's going to win. But you're thinking probably more about draft picks and who's going to be the next coach of the Bears and all that stuff. But if you want to put $10 down on your favorite team, or not, whether it's your favorite team or just one of the teams that's in the playoffs, to try and see what they'll get. I've got the Super Bowl odds for every NFL team, and these probably have changed. I got this just the other day. The odds have probably changed because if you've ever done any sports betting, you know those odds change quite a lot. I know last year I did a lot of the prop bets, which is like the weird stuff, like what color jersey the team's going to show up in, or what the score is going to be at the first quarter. Or there was one guy that bet if he was going to or if there was going to be somebody that was going to be streaking on the field. And one guy actually ended up winning because, well, he bet on himself, and then he was the guy that ended up doing it. Now, he did make a lot of money. He did have to put some of that money towards bail. But in the end, the guy won a good chunk of money. Now, they've got the list of all of the teams that are in the playoffs right now and what their odds will be. If you simply take $10 and put it down on, say, the Green Bay Packers to win it all. They're right now odds of winning it all plus 375, which if you bet $10, you could win $47.50. That's pretty good. Now, when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs, also one of the top teams, 400 plus 425, you bet $10, you're going to get $52.50. Still not too bad. That's a pretty good payout. Now, if you move to some of the other teams that are kind of in that middle ground, like the Buffalo Bills, they're plus 750. You bet $10, you're going to get $85. Same with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who won it all last year. And if you would have bet on them last year, you would have won a lot more money with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because I think they were one of the wild card teams. So they were not expected at all to win it all. Other teams that are on there, Tennessee Titans have a plus 850 chance of winning it all. You bet $10 for that, $95 could be yours. Now, if you really, really want to make some big money and get almost 100% or more of your money back, the Los Angeles Rams with former quarterback of Detroit Lions, Matthew Stafford, it kind of pains us to watch him in the playoffs, but Matthew Stafford and the Los Angeles Rams are plus 1,000, which in betting odds, if you bet $10, you win $110 total. So this is making me really considering doing some sports betting. If you've not done it before, it's fun. I mean, obviously there's the gamble, but you could win some solid money here. Dallas Cowboys, if you're going to spend some money on them, $10, they get you $130. And with the Cincinnati Bengals, $10 going to get you $180. Now, if you move forward to like some of the teams that are really good and could win it all, and former just went to the Super Bowl a couple years ago, the San Francisco 49ers, they're plus 2,500 to win it all. So if you put $10 on them, you get yourself $260. That is a great payout. Same thing with the Arizona Cardinals. They're plus 2,500. So if you're thinking about the playoffs, or you're probably going to be watching it, why not put $10 down and then you can win it all? These teams are, at least one of these teams is going to make you some money out of the deal. Las Vegas Raiders, they're plus 4,500. Get this, $10, just $10, going to win you $460. Philadelphia Eagles, plus 5,500. You bet $10, you get 560. And the Pittsburgh Steelers, who just squeaked in there in the playoffs, they're plus 6,600. Could you imagine Roethlisberger, his final season? He says goodbye, he retires, and he wins it all. Even if you're not a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, you're going to be celebrating, because if you bet $10, you would get $670. Can you believe that? So, I don't know if you bet, how you bet on this. Obviously, those prop bets and some of the other stuff, that's some of the things I don't understand. These are just simple odds right here. I don't even do the math. Someone else did that for me. But if you're hoping to see, for instance, this is a matchup I actually would probably enjoy watching. Tom Brady facing off against Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl. They say, the sports experts, they say it's a reasonably likely scenario. I just hope Tom Brady doesn't win another Super Bowl, because that would be like, what, his eighth or something like that? It's too many. But Tom Brady, you know, he is big on endorsements. I think he makes most of his money off of his endorsements. He probably doesn't even care about the money he makes on the field. Same thing with his teammate, Rob Gronkowski, who lives off most of his endorsements. So if you have a product that you love so much, or maybe you use a lot, is there a product that you could endorse? Let me know. Comment on our Facebook page. That's the question of the day. We'll have that. We've got that up on our Facebook right now, so you can go check it out. Just search for WSJM News. I did something yesterday that I had never done before, and it was great. I was walking through the store just the other day and saw something in the freezer section that I was surprised to see. Usually you'll see all kinds of different frozen vegetables and pizzas and things. But I came across something that I thought, that might be good. And it was cauliflower, but it wasn't just like regular cauliflower. Obviously, a lot of people don't like that. This was cauliflower wings, like chicken wings, but with cauliflower. And they were like teriyaki or something. And I thought, I'm not going to get it out of the freezer section. What I'll do is I'll just make it. There's probably something I could do. So last night I had this idea. So I decided to be the one to make dinner. So I was like Jocelyn was like, okay, it's your thing. You go ahead and do it. So I looked it up, found an easy recipe, and we've got an air fryer. Even though I don't have a microwave or a blender or things like that, I do have an air fryer. So I was able to try that out in the air fryer, and I gotta say, it worked, and it worked pretty decent. It was weird because the cauliflower had the consistency of chicken. So if you want to try that out, You can go ahead and do that. I thought it was pretty good. We had some fries and I made like a blue cheese dressing. So that was fantastic. I'll try to find the pictures and post it up on our Facebook page if you're interested. If you're interested, feel free to send me a message on our Facebook page. But speaking of that, on Facebook, the other day I saw a friend of mine that lives in Alaska. He's in the military. And they had a moose in their backyard. And I thought, okay, that's probably just like how we have deer in our backyard. They just have moose. Or mooses. Mooses? Mises? Moose, right? Well, it looks like in Alaska, they've actually issued a moose warning. The states are stressed out because of record-breaking amounts of snowfall and frigid temperatures. The Denali National Park up there issued the warning saying, with the record-breaking snow that we saw at the end of December, followed by consistent negative 40 temperatures. Let that sink in for a second. Negative 40 temperatures. The moose around the park are highly stressed out. So if you decide to visit soon, be on high alert for moose. Even though those are pretty big animals, they can be extremely quiet, if not downright sneaky. Sneaky moose. I did not know that there are sneaky moose that we have to worry about. They're huge, aren't they? I can't imagine something that big being sneaky, but even though they're pretty big animals, they're extremely quiet, if not downright sneaky, they say. Sometimes they seem to come out of nowhere. I just don't believe that. But they say, be ready to run if needed. Moose may be aggressive and perceive anything in their space as a threat. Do not approach. Good to know. I know when I lived out in Maryland, there was Assateague Island, also a national park, and they had wild horses. The coolest thing I've ever seen. Wild horses just running around. Got a little scary when you're in the parking lot about to go to the beach, and you just look over, and there's a horse just hanging out, and then all of a sudden starts running. Then kind of freaked me out a little bit, but we got used to it. There was really cool things that you could enjoy, but you had to keep your distance. And you're driving down the road. You gotta be aware of these horses that are just walking around because they're wild horses. Other things happening in the news around the world. Norway is telling soldiers to return their army-issued underwear. So they told their military members, return their army-issued underwear and socks when they're done serving. Apparently, they'll be used by the new crop of recruits. No, you can't reuse underwear. Norway's military is hurting for supplies thanks to pandemic shortages. But anything but the underwear. Do not reuse the underwear. That's not cool. This is something that happened down close to us, down in Indiana, where a Texas dog that had been missing for 3 years was recently found in Marion, Indiana. Daisy was her name, walked up to Tiffany Clay's door. Tiffany ended up taking Daisy to a veterinarian so then they could scan her microchip. Luckily, she was microchipped. Daisy's owner, Katrina Skelton, was stunned when Tiffany and the vet called her with this good news that they had found Daisy because Katrina had no idea how Daisy made it to Indiana in the first place, but she and her husband are planning to drive to Marion to go and pick her up. But this dog was gone for a long period of time, 3 years. I mean, I've seen Homeward Bound, Incredible Journey and all that, but 3 years, what was this dog doing? So I'm not sure if we'll ever be able to know what the dog was doing and what the dog's journey was. I wish whoever invented those microchips for the dogs, they had some sort of tracking thing so that you could see where the dog went. So if your dog gets lost and goes on this cross-country trip like this dog did, you would be able to know and kind of see what the journey is. So if anybody is really, really tech savvy and wants to come up with some sort of way to track your dog and kind of see what path they go on. I mean, you can do that for your run when you go on a run this morning. If you go on a run, you can track your distance and where you went and your path. So why not do the same for dogs? $1 million idea. If anybody wants to get in on that, I'll let you in on the ground floor. Just give me money and also find somebody that can design it for me. I'll come up with some more million-dollar ideas later. But speaking of that, talking about endorsement deals this morning, if there's a product that you love or maybe you use it a lot, I'd love to know. Comment on our Facebook page of a product that you think if the pitch man or anybody was going to retire or not be available, if they said, hey, what's a product that you could endorse, what would that product be? If you've been watching some of those big movies like the Bond films, you waited until the last one, No Time to Die, came out. If you haven't seen that movie, I'm trying not to spoil it for you, but he's talking about it. Daniel Craig was talking about it recently in an interview. So if you haven't seen that one, I don't want to spoil things for you. So plug your ears for like a minute and then come back. But Daniel Craig was recently talking with the Awards Chatter podcast, and they asked him, and he said he actually asked to be killed off in the last Bond movie rather than star in four more 007 films. He says, I was sitting in the back of a black Mercedes driving away from the Berlin premiere of Casino Royale with Barbara Broccoli in the back. Just me and her. Everything was good. The movie was doing great. And it was like, we'd done it. It was time for a bit of celebration. And I said, how many of these movies do I have to make? And she was like, four? And I thought, oh, really? Well, that's a lot. I said, okay, if I make four, can I kill him off at the end? And she paused and she just went, yes, probably reluctantly. He said, and I had a sort of plan in my head. I don't know what the plan was, that if we got it right and if we got it to a place, then they needed to reset. So if you've seen that movie, fantastic movie, but really with any character, especially this one, such an iconic character, to have something like that happen is crazy. And it was a fantastic movie. I saw it the other day, but it's one of those, though, where you really can't come back from that. But in the end, it does say that he'll return. I'm sorry if I gave you any spoiler alerts, but that movie has been out for a little while. So hopefully you've seen it. If you haven't, I didn't really spoil anything for you. It's fantastic. You got to go and watch it. Something happening in the news now. You probably are getting excited about this. Girl Scout cookies are now officially available. And not only can you get it from your local Girl Scouts, maybe you have some family members that are taking part in this. You can also get them on DoorDash, which I think is crazy. You can just sit on your couch, order some Girl Scout cookies, and they'll show up to your door. No problem. Easy. They're hoping some of these new flavors, though, that they have, one called Adventurefuls, are going to help them. Their sales were down 30% last year, which is obvious because the pandemic and not being able to get out and do things. I mean, I've saw Girl Scout cookie sales going on when I was at the grocery store over the past year. But hopefully, I've not tried the Adventureful, but I do know, the classic Thin Mints, Samoas. I think Do-Si-Dos might be another good one. All delicious. So I might have to make an order on DoorDash. It just makes me feel a bit lazy and a little bit fat doing that. But, hey, don't judge me. So other things, speaking of going to the grocery store, probably I'm assuming just in time for the big game that they'll have this. But Lay's is introducing a new chip. And this, to me, is kind of stupid and definitely one of those marketing ploys. But I'll give you some background on this new chip. It's called Lay's Golden Grounds. They're chips made from potatoes grown in dirt from your favorite NFL team's field. Now, to win these, all you need to do is follow Lay's on Twitter and look for the sweepstakes entry. And so here's the commercial that they got Jerry Rice to do. Check this out.
Lay's took soil from the home grounds of the NFL teams across America, and under the careful watch of their farmers, mixed it into separate parts of an actual potato field to create chips infused with the grounds of each NFL team. It's called Golden Grounds. The Lay's chips you love, grown in the glory of the teams you adore.
Would you buy these? I don't know if I would. And really, if you think about it, a lot of these NFL teams, most of them are in domes. And you can't get dirt out of there unless you put some turf in there, which that would not make the potato chips taste very good. My guess is they'll have this, do as a sweepstakes. Honestly, though, if they sold these in stores, I imagine they would be pretty expensive because getting that dirt from those places, that's another thing that, I don't know, it's kind of stupid. But if you want to get your hands on it, just follow Lay's on Twitter. You follow us on Twitter, by the way. Just search for WSJM News. You can find us on Facebook as well. Speaking of things you know and love and products, I don't know if I could endorse a product like that. Obviously, I can't because I'm not an NFL player. I think Jerry Rice does a much better job. But if there's a product that you think you could endorse, I'd love to know. Maybe it's a product you use a lot or one you just really love and you're really knowledgeable about. Go to our Facebook page, comment with what product you would endorse.